The Philemon Joani Kambeni family allegedly seized teachers' houses after failing to secure adequate housing for their huge family of 14 women and over 35 children. They are part of more than a dozen individuals who are camping outside the Mutare District Administrator's office. Kambeni told VOA Studio 7 they will not leave until their grievances are met by local government officials.
We came here to the DA. They are the ones who moved us. They destroyed our house. We've been waiting for 5 years and coming here, waiting to be told all the time that they will give us houses.
Another villager camping outside the district's administrator's office is Elizabeth Gamera, who was summoned to appear before the local courts for illegally occupying teachers' houses.
We will live here once we have our housing that was destroyed. That's what we want from the DA. As a Zimbabwean, we deserve proper housing, clean water. Right now, I am a woman suffering. Where should I go? Shakaoma.
District Administrator Cosmas Chiringa said senior state officials are well aware of the plight of the villagers who were displaced when Engine Investments of China took over their land to mine alluvial diamonds. Chiringa said his office has in the past tried to assist the Kambeni family, which kept on identifying various pieces of land instead of taking what was being offered by the government. More than 1,000 villagers were displaced when Engine, Mbada Diamonds, and Diamond Mining Company started mining in Manicaland Province a couple of years ago. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, this is Tatenda Gumbo.